I think it would be well for you to have your 604 decree out, as well as a piece of paper. There are many subjects that I could discuss with you on this chart, and I hope those who have heard me talk about it before will bear in mind that at least 80% of the people present in the class have not been here before, so I must be very basic. And if you hear things you've heard before, you may learn a teaching technique, so you may learn how to present it to others. Let us remember that we have man, the microcosm, and man, the macrocosm. And we have man, the microcosm, who is in a state of becoming God in the macrocosm. Now, the word macrocosm simply means macro, the Greek word meaning great, and cosm meaning world, from which comes cosmos. So macrocosm means great world, and microcosm means little world. The relationship of these two worlds we draw as a perfect figure eight. We don't try to show that the bottom is lesser than the greater, because time and space, of course, are relative. We then understand that the lower part of the figure eight is where we are, where we stand. Our entire four lower bodies, our entire human consciousness, and the soul, the evolving part of the individualization of the God flame. The lower half of the figure eight, then, must become one with, through transmutation, the upper part of the figure eight. This doesn't happen overnight, but it happens through a cycling of energies. And you can imagine the cycling of the energies as a skater when she makes her turn on a figure eight. When you start at the top, you start at the God presence. And you see the energies of God cycling down over the figure eight. And when it comes to the nexus, or the cross in the figure eight, that is the position of the Christ consciousness. The energies pass through the Christ and into the human consciousness, where they are used. And if you were visualizing this as a Silex coffee maker, you would say that the energies are distilled. And then the steam rises, or the virtue, or the goodness that man derives from his service and his good works, using God's energy, goes back up around the figure eight to the top, to the God presence, and lodges in the causal body, which you see depicted on the chart. The seven concentric rings, they are spheres. Spheres of vibrating light energy. And each sphere has a different frequency and a different color that is conditioned by that frequency and contains a different set of virtues. Now, this energy is cycling all the time. We have shown it to you on the chart as the descent of energy through the crystal cord, which is a simplification of that energy descending. Now, when man receives the energy from God as it descends through the Christ consciousness, because he is given the gift of free will, he may do what he desires with this energy. He may use it for good works, for service, and to the glory of God. Or he may use it for evil works, for disservice to his fellow man, and for the glory of the human ego. Now, energy which is used in the latter way cannot rise back to God over the figure eight pattern. And so the cycle of the flow is arrested. And that energy is idling in the lower half of the figure eight pattern. It cannot rise because it is not pure. Where then does it go? It forms a negative spiral, and by negative I mean a counterclockwise spiral, which begins approximately at the navel and may extend as far as 1 or 2 feet or more beneath the physical feet of the life stream. And so all of the misused energy that man has allowed to idle in the lower half of the figure eight becomes focused around him like a kettle drum. In the shape of a kettle drum, this spiral, which is like a corkscrew, it descends like this, and it comes somewhat to a rounded point at the bottom. It's much the shape of a block of cement in which you see signs anchored along the road that are not in the ground, that can be lifted, traffic signs. You see them in these rounded cement forms. While the density of man's misqualified energies is that heavy and that dense around him. The symbol of the mermaid, of the fish form that begins approximately at the navel, is the symbol of man's consciousness trapped in the lower astral conditioning of his misuse of free will. Now, the energy that is properly qualified, that ascends back to the top of the figure eight pattern, forms the causal body in a positive or clockwise spiral, and outpictures these seven spheres within spheres. This is the treasure house that Jesus spoke of when he said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and dust doth corrupt, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Your treasures in heaven are in your own personal causal body shown on the chart. Now you have the general outline of the causal body, and that which is in opposition to it we call the electronic belt. The electronic belt is this kettle drum-like force field I have just described to you, starting at the navel. Now, the scientific definition then of the ascension is when man, through the use of the violet flame, transmutes. Transmute means technically exactly to change. And when a uranium atom is changed, the number of electrons can be changed and the number of protons in the nucleus are also changed. So you understand the laws of transmutation. Now, this is what happens to energy. There is the presence of the Holy Spirit universally throughout cosmos. And this energy exists even between the electrons within the atoms. And it is that energy between the electrons that becomes misqualified by human doubt, fear, hatred, war, intrigue, and so on, any form of discord. When this is lodged between the electrons, they are not free to orbit at the proper frequency, they become dense, they become impure, and they are no longer fit to rise from the plane of matter. The plane of matter is defined as the lower half of the figure eight, to the plane of spirit, which is the upper half of the figure eight. Now, transmutation simply means that the fire of the Holy Spirit and the specific aspect of the fire of the Holy Spirit, which we call the violet transmuting flame, it is the seventh aspect or seventh ray of the Holy Spirit, is passed through these atoms. Then the fire of the Holy Spirit, misqualified between the electrons, is transmuted, is purified, and the energy can rise. So technically, the definition of the ascension is when 51% of the electronic belt energies are freed in this manner, and they ascend over the figure eight pattern and are restored to their rightful place as treasures of heaven in the causal body. Now, this transmutation must take place in two ways. It must take place through decrees and invocations by the use of the throat chakra, not by silent meditation, because you are changing physical densities. And the throat chakra, which is the focus of the blue ray, is the chakra which penetrates the earth element, or mater. And unless you use the power of the spoken word, your fiat will not affect that plane. It will only affect the etheric, mental, and astral bodies. But it is the physics, the physical earth element itself, that must be changed. And this is why mantras given in the East for thousands of years by devotees are so effective. It is also why, when people are not giving them by rote, but by definite devotion, the prayers in the Catholic Church are also so effective. And this is one of the greatest downfalls of Protestantism, or the Protestant revolt against Catholicism, is that it did not include the continuation of prayers to the extent that Catholics give prayers. And therefore, a great light and a great momentum of spirituality was lost through the defection from the Catholic Church, although some elements were gained in freedom of thought and freedom from fear. But that is one element that mankind cannot do without if they would ascend, because these energies must be free to spiral into the causal body. Now, it happens through decrees, prayers, and invocations. That is one method of transmutation. The other method is service. service to our fellow man, service to the ascended masters, and an endeavor to bring the light of truth to mankind, and also to fulfill one's divine plan. Whatever your divine plan is, it can be fulfilled through service to life. So let us remember the proportion, that we cannot sit and decree night and day and expect that thereby we shall ascend. We have to understand that we must go out and put into practice the light that we invoke in our decrees. If we have, for instance, the substance of hatred in our atoms, in this electronic belt, well, the violet fire will transmute that hatred into love. But if we go out after we have decreed and we are hateful again, then we have not balanced the karma, nor are we worthy to retain the purity that we have invoked through our decrees. So we must prove the law and prove to the lords of karma that if we are worthy to receive the gift of the violet flame, we must go and sin no more. And this requires a testing. We have to come in contact with people against whom we have directed this hatred in the past, or who have sent hatred to us. And thereby we see if we really have earned the right to be free from the densities that we have imposed. Now, we were told by the keeper of the scrolls that if people decree again and again and again and keep on making the same errors after they decree, that there comes a certain point when the law will no longer allow their decrees to be answered. And at that point, the full karma for all of the accumulation of discord is put upon them, even that which they have already transmuted. In other words, the full intensity, even of that which they have called to be transmuted, is returned, because they have flaunted the law, they have tempted the Lord. And so let us not think that we can keep on sinning because we have the violet flame, and the violet flame will clean us up so we can go out and sin again. That does not work. And the angel of record who writes down your thoughts, feelings, and acts in the book of life omits nothing. And so there comes a time when the weight of a continuation of this sort is weighed in the balance, and then you become accountable. I wanted to explain the balance of service and decrees because a number of people in the group have asked me about that. Now, the chart which is before you is simply the picture of a clock which has many notations on it. Now, we said the electronic belt was a spiral as a kettle drum. If you look directly down on a kettle drum, it is a circle. Therefore, you can visualize this clock placed upon the kettle drum. Then you will place the 6 o'clock line in front of you and the 12 o'clock line behind you. And that will place the 3 to your left and the 9 to your right. So you are standing in the center of this giant sundial. Now, the reason for the diagramming of the electronic belt and the causal body is because energy is not simply stored there haphazardly. It is stored there according to frequency. And there are gradations of frequency of human creation, just as there are gradations in the causal body of godly virtues. Now, this same clock can be superimposed on the causal body, and it can be diagrammed with the virtues that you have listed in section C of the 604 decree. But today we are concerned with the electronic belt because the causal body will take care of itself. It is perfection, it is the good we have already done, and it is that force field in heaven which will pull us up. Let us then see how we can diagram the energies in the electronic belt, and how we can understand that as the cycles of the months go by, as the days unfold, there will be a little window or a door of opening into the electronic belt, which is our opportunity to transmute a certain portion of energy that is stored there. And if we understand the cycles of when this karma is coming up into the fore, into the open, for transmutation, and if we are alert to these cycles, we can almost predict with the accuracy of an astronomer what we will be facing from day to day in terms of initiations, from Lord Maitreya, the great initiator, and in terms of return of karma, which we are prepared to deal with. I'm sure you've all had the experience of someone throwing a ball at you that you were not ready to catch, or perhaps your back was turned, and maybe the ball hit your face or your back. It makes a great deal of difference if you're standing in a position with your knees slightly bent and your hands cupped and you're ready for that ball. Well, that's how karma hits. And most people fail the tests of karma because they're looking in another direction and they have no idea what kind of ball is going to be thrown at them. And that is what this chart will do for you. Now, first of all, you can see in the decree 604 the same enumerations that are on the chart that is hanging in front of you. We began to speak of this the other day. The 12 o'clock line, criticism, condemnation, and judgment. You can make a circle when you get home on a large piece of paper, and you can write in these human characteristics that are listed in section B without any trouble at all. So I'm not going to go around the circle and read this to you because it's information which is right there. I'll go on to tell you about the cycles. All of these human qualities have a corresponding God quality of which they are the perversion. For instance, on the 1 o'clock line, hatred and mild dislike, which includes hardness of heart and superstition, are a perversion of divine love, of God love. If we have any element of hatred, mild dislike, or hardness of heart toward our fellow man, in other words, a lack of compassion, we must realize that on the 1 o'clock position, we call it the 1 o'clock line, in the electronic belt, which now will be to your left. If the 12 o'clock line is directly behind you, you can feel the 1 o'clock position, 1/12 of the circle to the left of that. And when you get very sensitive, you can actually feel what place in your electronic belt certain vibrations of the human are coming from. But you must understand that somewhere along the line, in some of your embodiments, if you sense a presence of this substance, you have misused the flame of divine love. And at certain cycles in the year, you have an opportunity to transmute that hatred. And these cycles are at an optimum for you at certain times of your birth year, and also at certain times of the solar year, and also at certain times of the positions of the moon, which I want to discuss with you now. So you can just look back and forth and see what qualities of God the listings in section B are a perversion of. You understand? It's a direct inversion. It's a misuse. It's an upside down use of that Christ quality. Now, first of all, let us remember the colors of the qualities, because this electronic belt should be the place where the threefold flame is manifesting larger than we are. Our threefold flame has actually been pushed out of the way by our electronic belt substance until it has become a 1/16 of an inch in height. And it cannot manifest in the full power of 9 feet if the electronic belt is in the way. Now, if you will mark the 12, 6, 3, and 9 o'clock lines as the blue flame, that you can color in when you make your own chart. 12, 6, 3, 9, that forms a cross. 12, 6, 3, 9 is blue. Just write that down. 1, 7, 4, 10 is pink. That makes another cross. Just write 1, 7, 4, 10, pink. And finally, the 2, 8, 5, 11 is yellow. So that is how the threefold flame comes into manifestation from the heart in the plane of matter. Now, we spoke yesterday of dividing the circle into 4 quadrants. The 4 quadrants represent the 4 planes of manifestation, which we refer to as the 4 elements, which correspond to the 4 lower bodies. Let us write down on our circle, from 12, in between 12 and 3, is the fire element. Write down fire, etheric body. Fire, etheric body. Then from 3 to 5 is air. mental body. The air element corresponds to the mental body, and the lines for the opportunity for the transmutation and purification of the mental body occur on 3, 4, and 5. Try not to let your minds get excited, because this is so simple if you'll just write as I tell you and you'll see it fall together like a puzzle. Now 6, 7, and 8 is water, or the emotional body. 6, 7, and 8, water, emotional body. 9, 10, and 11, earth, physical body. 9, 10, 11, earth, physical body. Now when you consider these perversions listed under B, you will see that the perversions come through those bodies. In other words, if you look at the 6 o'clock line, it says indecision, self-pity, and self-justification. 6 o'clock line is in the water quadrant and the emotional body. Therefore, you know that self-pity is an emotional perversion of the blue power ray, which occurs on the 6 o'clock line. Self-pity is a perversion. It's a perversion of the God quality of God harmony that appears as blue on that line. Self-justification, the same. Now you can go through all of these and you will know what element you do not have the mastery of if you have the substance. For instance, let us take the 9 o'clock line. That's physical. Dishonesty, intrigue, and treachery. When we observe momentums of this in ourselves or in society, we realize that the people who sustain them do not have mastery of God reality, the virtue on the 9 o'clock line, the blue plume, which I told you goes on the 9 o'clock line, or the earth element, which is the most dense outpicturization of the spirit of God. It's the farthest descent it makes into matter, the earth element. Nor do they have the mastery of their physical bodies. So each quadrant and each line gives you an opportunity for mastery on a different flame and on a different godly virtue and in a different plane of consciousness. Now if you study this, you will get this. If you will put this all down on your circle and just read it over and over, you will see these relationships. What I want to tell you today is the positioning on the 12 lines of the chart of the 12 hierarchies of the sun, which mankind referred to as the signs of the zodiac. Now, this is not human or the ordinary astrology. It is a cosmic astrology. There are 12 hierarchies who surround the great hub in the great central sun that is the center of all of cosmos. And there are lesser focuses of these 12 hierarchies around every sun and around every star. The Goddess of Liberty has an etheric temple over Manhattan Island where she focuses the 12 hierarchies of the sun for the earth. Now I'm going to give you the names of the 12 hierarchies and tell you the lines. So take a piece of paper where you can list 12 in a row, and I will go through them about 3 times slowly. 12, start with 12 at the top. That is the beginning of all cycles. We start and end at 12. 12 is Capricorn. Capricorn, C-A-P-R-I-C-O-R-N. 1, Aquarius, A-Q-U-A-R-I-U-S. 2 is Pisces, P-I-S-C-E-S. 3 is Aries, A-R-I-E-S. 4 is Taurus, T-A-U-R-U-S. 5, Gemini, G-E-M-I-N-I. 6, Cancer, C-A-N-C-E-R. 7, Leo, L-E-O. 8, Virgo, V-I-R-G-O. 9, Libra, Libra. 10, Scorpio, Scorpio. 11, Sagittarius, Sagittarius.